This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A visit to a horse farm in central Kentucky is a great way to enjoy some time outdoors and see some beautiful animals. Clara Banderoff took Traveling the Bluegrass and the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet on a visit with the horses at Denali Stud, which is among the experiences available through an organization called Horse Country.
You definitely want to go see a nursery like us. You definitely want to go see a stallion farm as well. I also recommend Old Friends for the retired racehorses. That's a great place to visit. And Horse Country is great because you can see horses through all walks of their life.
Claire says part of the fun is feeding peppermints to the horses.
A lot of horses learn to eat them at the racetrack. Peppermints don't really expire or go bad, so they're very good treats to keep around a barn. And so they'll usually teach, like a trainer will teach a horse to eat peppermints by putting them in their feed bucket and then eventually feeding separately as a treat.
She has time with the horses is typically a wonderful experience.
They can sense if you have a fear of something or if you're being anxious. And so that's one of the most rewarding things about working with horses is that it's very therapeutic.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Claire Banderoff says several visitors have been to their farm this year.
It's actually been a record year for us so far. I think we just constantly are trying to open our doors more. We want people to come through here and have good experiences and see how awesome a horse's life on the farm is, because this is a pretty cushy lifestyle for them.
She adds, arranging a tour is easy.
If you go to visithorsecountry.com, there's a way to buy tickets on the website, or you can call them to purchase tickets. That's the easiest way to come see us. It's a very smooth system. We usually have tours Tuesday through Thursday.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter. List the podcast at youragedge.com on Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.